The British newspapers are already calling it a Braille New World for the blind. Chris K UK, a company based in Essex in the United Kingdom, says its new Lextra Braille process will not only make the identification of clothing easier for blind people, but it could be that Braille is going to be the next big cool fashion statement for everyone. Anthony Barnett from Chris K UK joins us on the line now. Anthony, a warm welcome to Main Menu. This is intriguing. Tell us a little bit about Lextra Braille, what it is, and how it happened.
Well, Lextra Braille, Lextra is a process, an existing license process, whereby we can embellish garments with literally millions of fine fibres. Chris K International, my company, produces things such as the FA Premier League numbers and letters, and I realised pretty early on that crikey, these fine fibres might actually be able to be controlled to a very small point. Lo and behold, yeah, I managed to get some Braille samples out. So Braille in Lextra is just a new innovation, an exciting new innovation.
How long has this been in the works for? When did the idea of using Braille for this process first come about?
I guess as an idea, I had it about 2 years ago. We've only started to see the fruits of this since around just before Christmas last year. Just before Christmas 1999, just before the year 2000.
Have you had a lot of consultation with blind people or agencies for the blind? Because many people try to emulate Braille and find it actually quite difficult to get the spacing right so that when a blind person who's experienced with Braille runs it over their fingers, that it feels like Braille to them.
Well, right from the start, I contacted the Royal National Institute for the Blind in England, and also a great college here called Queen Alexandra College. And I spoke to blind people at that college and produced the first samples and then took them to the RNIB and was quite staggered. They were very happy with those. So happy, in fact, that after a while they granted us kind of a great Christmas card idea that we came up with, which is a snow scene with Braille over it, which kind of put the message across to hopefully a lot of their supporters and people that are looking for innovation in helping blind people and visually impaired people.
Of course, it could work both ways, I suppose, in the sense that this would obviously be a major boost for blind people if this kind of Braille is more widely available, and we can talk about its application shortly. But I suppose also that it's a chicken and egg thing. Many people don't learn Braille because they don't think it's very widely used, and so this technique may well be extraordinarily beneficial in both of those respects, I suppose.
I really do hope so, but I think that obviously has to be in the hands literally of blind people. If it's felt that communication is greatly enhanced by the use of this form of Braille, and don't forget this, I believe, is pretty well the first time Braille has been applied to clothing, because its sole main application really is to go onto clothing. I think it could be terrific. We see in America, obviously, that they have Braille on lift shafts and doors and things like that, so why the heck not clothing itself, which as you say, maybe we can explore the implications of that, because it's absolutely staggering.
So when you talk about Braille on clothing, are you looking at, say, T-shirts with Braille on them that is prominently displayed, or are you predominantly looking at labels to identify clothing for blind people so they know what matches what?
Both approaches. Certainly I believe the RNIB and other organisations will probably look at the application onto labels, but the way I see it is that Braille could be applied directly onto the clothing. This process, which is a kind of a transfer process, in other words, the transfer can be just laid onto a garment and with heat dots applied directly to the garment, means that you can almost do away with labels. The great thing would be if the Braille gave information such as the brand, or at least the colour, the brand, the size, maybe even a brief description, or the temperature it could be washed at, and on, etc., etc. It could build up a great useful picture. I think at some way along the development, we've got to improve and add tactile images for the visually impaired as well. So, it's, funny enough, it's a visual thing as well as a tactile thing, and that really does excite me.
And how durable is this? You put it through the wash, is it still readable at the other end?
Yeah, it's, because it's made up of millimetre-high fibres, compacted together to form a dot, which is possibly getting on for as big as you go for Braille, but it's certainly readable. It becomes softer with washing. It becomes more tactile. So obviously, we're still testing and proving the application, but it seems to be working. And the media response, the response from strange sort of diverse parts of the world is very, very encouraging.
So you've got this idea and you've got the prototype and you know that it works. Where do you take this from here so that it starts being mass-produced and becomes second nature for clothing manufacturers to put this in there?
Mass production is the main thing. At the moment, we've virtually donated all our time and efforts to this. What for me is really, really good is that having created extra braille in, say, one colour, just white, for white garments perhaps, we have produced multi-coloured dot braille. This, to a blind person, I know is meaningless, but to put the message across to the brands, to the young culture and the old culture, to have coloured dots is very, very exciting and stimulating. One remarkable aspect is that the coloured dot format in extra braille cannot be counterfeited. This, to the brand manufacturers, the clothing manufacturers, must be considered a serious option to make their clothes counterfeit proof. So you can imagine where you've got six different coloured dots in a string of words, say 30 words, and you could almost say, well, the second dot from the left means that this garment was made in New Zealand and it's being exported to, I don't know, Botswana or something. So if it turns up in the wrong country, in the wrong world, the wrong place in the world, then one would be able to trace back to see where that garment was made and how it got misappropriated to a different country. The dots can give all sorts of information, the factory, who made it, the price, etc., etc. So I think if the brand manufacturers realise that, my God, they'll take it on, and then blind people and visually impaired will start to benefit. I'd like to see it as a world standard on all clothing, there are many, many things that commend it. At the moment in the UK, if we get a permission to do some braille, a brand name or any information in braille, we'll automatically give a percentage of the turnover to the Royal National Institute for the Blind. I want to take that around the globe. If the brands start taking it up, there could be tremendous help to other blind organisations. And I think it's a good thing, and it's positive.
I know that in the UK recently you've had the Disability Discrimination Act, which has been gradually phased in, and I don't know much about that particular legislation, but is it possible that a case could be made that says actually there's some obligation on the part of clothing manufacturers to make information about their clothing accessible?
Well, I'm not a legal boffin, and I'm not really totally aware of the Disability Act. And it's all of its implications. I've been following it in America, and to me it seems that if you do have it on buildings, public buildings, why don't we have it on clothing? I know there are different reasons, but it's communication. It's good communication, and it's a great way to help and to change the lives of blind people.